Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Travel World. I'm Prosper Bannon, and live online from Milwaukee, we have Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. How you doing, guys?
Oh, we're doing great, Prosper. Having
doing a great
time
from
here.
Milwaukee here.
So, are you enjoying your stay?
We're doing just fine here. Actually, they call it Milwaukee, which sounds a little bit like a karate move, but we're not exactly sure here.
Oh, we're having a great time. It's a lot more than we expected here in Milwaukee. And first of all, it's a great flight coming down here. We tried a new airline that we had never flown before, Midwest Express.
Got to fly that airline. It's great.
It's a great carrier. People very friendly, and the best snack I have had on a flight in a long, long time. Served on China, and you'll get champagne in real glass, not in a plastic cup.
That's true. It was real glass, you know, and it was good that there was only two of us from CIQC on that flight because we didn't break anything.
Right. We you know, right on time, you know, you get to Milwaukee via Toronto. It's around an hour and 20-minute flight from Toronto, so no matter from Montreal, you have to connect somewhere, so might as well make that connection over Toronto and take Midwest Express, because there's a carrier that appreciates your business and makes you feel welcome aboard.
Speaking of appreciating your business, getting to Toronto, as we've said in the past and has been underscored to us before, take the train. Via rail is the only way to get from Montreal to Toronto, even if you're connecting at Pearson. In fact, we could have taken the rickshaw faster.
Right, I mean,
we tried flying Air Canada. What a horrible choice. Uncaring personnel. They looked at us, they canceled our flight, moved us over from one to the other, and the personnel just said, tough luck, too bad.
Yeah, like, why are you coming with us?
So, for all of those people planning to fly Air Canada, take the train. You'd be better off.
Yes, I mean, you could have taken the bus and it would have been faster to Toronto.
Oh, you better believe it. Could have taken a dog sled faster than that. I mean, for goodness sakes, we get to the airport, what, at 5 o'clock? And
mm-hmm.
We should have been in Toronto by 8 o'clock, you know, with the check-in and all that other stuff. But
okay.
Oh, we were there. We left at, like, 11:15, jam-packed on a cattle car of a plane. Land finally in Toronto. There's nobody to meet us at the gate. Nobody seems to really care. There were only like two people in all of Air Canada who seemed to care at all about our fate. So forget it. You want to go to Toronto? Take the train. They appreciate your business.
And then when you're continuing on to Milwaukee, take Midwest Express.
Yeah.
Because they appreciate your business too. Now we're here in the lobby of the Best Western in town, basically the newest hotel in downtown Milwaukee. It's a converted office building, just opened at the end of December. 97 rooms. Continental breakfast included. You know, Best Western is one of our favorite chains. Nancy Vaughn, good friend of the show at head office in Phoenix. And you've only got around 7 rooms per floor, so it's nice and quiet. We're on the 12th floor. We got a great view of the skyline of Milwaukee. And you've got all the in-room amenities that you expect at a fine hotel. I've got a mini fridge and a microwave oven, a hair dryer, heat lamp, coffee maker.
But no plunger. We're still waiting for it, Veronica. Where's the plunger?
Well, maybe that's just Willem. You know, he was recreating the Alaska Moose Dropping Festival in his room.
And more moose dropping.
but it's a great hotel. The continental breakfast is included, and the corporate rate is like $89 a night. So, I mean, you can't beat that downtown U.S. city. $89 a night, including breakfast. It's a great rate.
That sounds great.
It's such a beautiful town to visit. I know that for sure. We get here, automatically, a good impression. We get to the airport, and nobody's pretentious around here. I mean, totally unlike Belgium. But when you get here, it's just there. High quality, clean, well-maintained. You feel totally safe in the city. And everybody is so friendly when you come here. I mean, even with when we get a couple of obnoxious Montrealers like us.
Right. Even
really
to us. Everyone is friendly. We say some strange things, as you know. And people...
No, not us.
But people are just so welcoming. And we were welcomed at the airport. It's a beautiful airport. Very manageable in size. Easy to get around. Good direction.
It's very pretty, very beautiful, smiling, always enthusiastic, Jill Glazer. And too bad she isn't here to join us today, but I tell you, she is an asset to the Convention Visitors Bureau. So if you ever come to Milwaukee and you're ever looking for directions or anything like that, ask for either Jill or Tracy, two of the friendliest people I've ever met. So come to Milwaukee. Sure.
And then we headed downtown. We got into a nice van provided by Hertz. And, of
course,
they have a great, easy-to-remember toll-free number for reservations that any AM600 listener can remember, because it's 1-800-263-0600. So, you know, just...
How can you forget 263-0600?
0600, just your favorite radio station.
Absolutely,
makes AM 0600. Into the telephone number. And a minivan is a great way to get around.
0600, take Hertz.
That sounds like a great trip. You guys are having fun, definitely.
We're having a great time.
We wish Chad was here, because we got a tour of the Miller Brewing Company.
Beer.
Oh,
yes.
Beer.
And
yes.
He had all that beer.
You guys are making me look bad here.
No, but we know Chad likes a good brew, and his favorite happens to be Miller Time.
I see.
And we actually asked him to send a case to Chad, but we didn't know that we were actually cases that they were sending back to Chad. So.
No. So was it interesting, though, visiting a beer industry like that?
Absolutely. In fact, it's not just a brewery town, which many people think. And in fact, we did check out the whitewater rafting on Schlitz Creek, and I did not drop my oar this time. But it actually is the Milwaukee River. And we finally got a little bit of history on how the town got its name. Apparently, there was a gentleman who had a bed and breakfast who worked at a mill in town, and he used to walk his golden retriever every day up and down the Milwaukee River. And it turns out that this little ritual got a name. It was his Milwaukee, and that's not
wow.
how the town got its name.
It's the Willem Backus version of how the town got its
name.
Well,
I keep thinking of Len Vignola over the Black Locust Lane. I mean,
yeah.
Any man with a golden retriever is automatically a friend of mine.
Exactly. Right. You gotta like a man with a golden retriever.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone loves a golden retriever. Can't
yeah.
beat them.
Like Fluffy Robbie and Hart. And we'll all have ourselves a good time over at the Black Locust Inn down in Waterbury, Vermont.
Excellent.
So check it out on the website. One thing about Milwaukee is they also have some great brew pubs down here. You've got the Ale House, and for those of you who want something just a little bit different, we haven't laughed so hard in our lives since we went to a place called the Hi Hat. No, it is not the recreation of the Fort Worth place that we went to, which was a horror story. We went to a place in an urban renewal, a renovated part of town called Brady Street, and a place called the Hi Hat. The guy who owns it, Mike Idle, he should have his own radio show. This guy had us in stitches for hours. We were laughing ourselves hysterically.
Right, he can do some great voice imitations, and he's a very genial host, and it's a great place to drop by, have a snack, have a drink.
They have this northern Wisconsin accent that Jill says, well, I have to discourage you, you know? And I said, well, you can't discourage us from a thing like that. So, I don't know, we'll try our best imitation. Yada, hey, from northern Wisconsin. So, if Mike can do something like that. One thing they do not have in Milwaukee, though,
is
great pizza. Like
pizza.
Montreal.
Yeah, pizza is only in Montreal. Great Montreal-style pizza. Just one number to remember. I know it's time coming up for lunch. Call now, 383-6000. Pizza Donini, 31 locations in greater Montreal. But just that one number to remember, 383-6000.
You got it. Montreal-style pizza and with a fast delivery. 383-6000. Roll the break, Chad.
600. Travel World will continue.
Are you getting into a serious relationship or maybe wondering about your spouse's recent behavior? Don't torment yourself any longer. Call Checkmate, a licensed and bonded detective agency. Checkmate Investigations are the specialists in marital investigations. Call Checkmate 445-1949 or toll free at 1-888-877-1949 to find out the real truth you need to know. From criminal to civil, matrimonial to corporate, put the Checkmate team of highly trained professionals to work for you. Checkmate, in business since 1991. Checkmate, 445-1949.
Hi, from Beau et Martineau, I'm Lita Polson at 6700 Jean-Talouist in St-Leonard, corner of L'Angelier, right near the Galerie d'Anjou, and we're having a wonderful time here this Saturday morning. A lot of people are dropping by nice and early and checking out the 38th anniversary sale that's going on, and also definitely picking up a copy of the new 20-page spring flyer. I'm just leafing through it now. It's gorgeous. Home appliances, furniture, electronics, home theater, we've got it all for you, and tons of free parking too. And new at Beau et Martineau, the Beam Central Vacuum Cleaners. Drop by and choose from one of the four models. The system that's best suited to your home, also your cleaning needs. No more changing those messy bags, dragging around the heavy old appliances. From now on, it's Beam Central Vacuum Cleaners. It's going to make your task a lot easier, so drop by. You don't have to haul around the vacuum. You can plug into a Beam. With the promotion this week in the Beam Central Vacuum System, 404-watt air power, 11-amp motor, self-cleaning Dacron filter, $469 with accessories. Beau et Martineau, 6700 Jean-Talouist in St. Leonard.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickle, and I love my computer thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. And when new things come out, they'll upgrade me. Now that's being computer smart. In business for 25 years, you know that their 2-year guarantee on everything really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
Do yourself a favor every weekday morning between 7:45 and 8, tune in to Jim Duff's unique look at the French press, brought to you by Bedford Interiors. Once you've touched the deep mahoganies, the cherry wood, and the pine country kitchen, after you've seen all the art and accessories, check out the Bedford Interiors Clearance Gallery, now at Montreal's home of fine furniture, 1850 Hymas, east of Sources. That's Bedford Interiors, 1850 Hymas.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Lanjo Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Lanjos with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Lanjo's choice of diets and experienced care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Lanjo's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Every morning, Jim Duff puts on his pants the same way any politician does, one leg at a time. But then things change. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9, Jim Duff comes to work. He prods, probes, asks questions, things politicians avoid in case there's a scandal. The Morning Drive with Jim Duff has news, weather, traffic, and sports. There's also insight, opinion, and a shot of humor. The Morning Drive with Duff, weekdays from 6 till 9 on AM 600, Montreal's interactive information station.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Well, everybody have fun. We've got Stephen and Willem down in Milwaukee talking to us by phone. How you doing, guys?
We're doing just fine.
We're having fun here in Milwaukee.
Excellent.
You have to correct the pronunciation. You don't pronounce it Milwaukee because, of course, the dog story is not true. So it is Milwaukee.
I see.
Or Milwaukee. And they call it Wisconsin. So there's
the I is silent.
It's like, yeah, the I is silent like in Fox. So, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Right, we're having a great time here, and we're in the lobby, as I mentioned, of the Best Western in town, and we're joined by Mary Dennis, the Director of Tourism for the Greater Milwaukee Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Hmm. Good morning.
Well, welcome to Travel World.
Thank you. Welcome to Milwaukee.
Thanks for welcoming us to your town in such a great and friendly way.
You've been having a good time?
Oh, you bet.
There's so much more than we expected. I mean, it's more than a beer town. There's a lot of great museums and attractions. Why don't you lead us through some of the great things to see and do here in Milwaukee?
Okay. Well, it is a little bit deceiving because I think a lot of people think of it as the beer and the brats and the bowling, and of course we have all of those good things. But we have a lot more, as you said. We have world-class museums, wonderful Milwaukee Public Museum, which I think you were at the other day. The exhibits in that museum are renowned because it's done in a diorama style so that you're very interactive with what you're seeing. And I think you probably toured the rainforest and the streets of old Milwaukee.
That was a really interesting exhibit, of course. The dioramas, of course, it was at three-quarter scale, and we saw some, you know, 1800 circus streets in Milwaukee, but also the rainforest was actually a very, very touching exhibit because a rainforest, of course, as you know, is so important to us.
Right,
all,
rainforest
and
is important
really
to
doing
us,
tribute
and
to it.
The demise of the rainforest to a great extent, environmental movement is very important.
Yes, and that museum complex also houses the James Lovell Discovery World Museum of Science and Technology for the middle school age kid and the kid in all of us.
We missed an opportunity to meet James Lovell, one of my personal heroes, the Apollo 13 astronauts, James Lovell, and it, of course Milwaukee is his hometown, and he has here the Milwaukee Public Museum had a dedication of the new HBO series on the Apollo series of flights. And it was incredible. What an incredible exhibit. They have one thing where you have to trust somebody, which, of course, does not work between the two of us.
Right.
There's something where they put a helmet on a guy. I call him the Helmet Cam Guy, after my favorite character on satellite TV. And he walks through this maze. He can't see where he's going, but you're watching him, his camera, as he's going through the maze. So you tell him just which way to go. Of course, we can't use the four-letter word, but we can say that we told him to turn right, and then walk take a big step forward and a big step back, a big step forward and a big step back.
And banged right into the wall and bang you when he got out of the maze.
Might phrase it that way.
Better watch out, those guys will hire you and you'll be in Milwaukee forever.
That would not be a bad prospect.
No.
It is such a down-to-earth friendly town, and it's got a lot in common with Montreal, being a party city. They got festivals left and right, and it's such a great time. One thing I've really noticed about Milwaukee is the urban renewal aspect of it. All kinds of new places are springing up from places, hey, well, it was run down, and it looked this way, and it looked that way, and it's great. Hip-hopping, the Ale House, where we went yesterday, it was just jam-packed full of people.
Jam-packed,
and
it's only been in business for a few months, and it's a runaway success.
Yeah. Yeah, and you just missed St. Patrick's Day. We had a great party at the Ale House on St. Patrick's Day. I've been to Montreal, and it is similar. We're a much smaller city, but Montreal has revitalized its downtown and has a lot going for it as far as the older buildings and keeping the real nature of the city. I think Milwaukee is in a revitalization of our downtown and really has the charm that the old world cities have. So really, we really enjoy showing it off to our visitors because a lot of people just don't realize all we have to offer.
Right, there's millions of dollars being spent on various projects in and around the city right now.
Yes, yes. We're sitting in a hotel that's only a block from the new Midwest Express Center, which is our new convention center, which will have the charm of the old world and the architecture, but have all of the state-of-the-art for the meetings and conventions.
We have an honored guest just walked right into the hotel lobby to visit us. This is Mike from the Milwaukee Ale House.
We were just talking about him.
Right.
Mike,
we're
pleased
of a
to have you on Travel World
is.
With us. We got to get you to say the Northern Wisconsin Act. Now, have you got that friend coming, joining with us? I hope you do. Oh, look at that echo. Nice. We're in an echo chamber here.
No, we're not talking about echo tourism.
Well,
we were talking about
that would
it,
be,
the
New Jersey,
right? We were talking about the rainforest exhibit over at Discovery World, but that can make a full day going to the two museums plus the IMAX theater right next door. So it's a great central downtown attraction to appeal to all ages.
You're right. Yes, and of course we've got the domes, which is our horticultural museum. I think you're going to see that this weekend, and the public museum, County Zoo, which has the animals out in moats and the openness and feel of really being part of the exhibits.
I'm actually afraid of going there because they're kind of, we wonder what I'm doing on this side of the fence. Put them back.
You escape. But no, that zoo is always a fun place to go and is great for children of all ages.
Right.
Went to a children's museum yesterday.
You go to Betty Brin Children's Museum?
And a child did teach us something.
Yes, of course. We were actually exhibiting in the children's museum, and this is a museum with hands-on exhibits geared to children of varying ages, up to 12. But there was one particular section for children 3 and under, which is actually geared to our own mental development level. And we saw, which was an electronic Etch-a-Sketch, which actually harkens back to one of the cable TV proposals we saw from Dr. Michael Spivak at the Lakeshore General, which was called The Etch-a-Sketch and You, A Cultural and Philosophical Perspective.
Yeah, one of those great Videotron Cable 9 programs coming your way.
Well, he was trying to determine exactly how we would be affected by not being able to draw a steady circle. Was your life
the world
influenced by the
you.
Staircase effect?
And we didn't know how to clear our Etch-a-Sketch, and this little
and what
3-year-old just leans over and says, push that button.
Cleared the Etch-a-Sketch, and we put the CIQC logo on there, so all the 3-year-olds
in CIQC official green.
See, you're never too old to learn, right?
No, never too old to learn, and it shows that no matter when you go to a museum, say, well, it may not be for my age group or may not be for me, you can always find something of interest, and it was really a learning experience.
There was even a TV production studio for people there.
Right, to see whether you can actually read the teleprompter better than some of those people in Market 92.
And that's right across from the Milwaukee Art Museum, which is on our lakefront. A lot of people don't realize that we're on one of the largest lakes in North America, Lake Michigan, and we're part of the Great Lakes. And the Milwaukee Art Museum is going to have a new expansion and have a sculpture by Santiago Calatrava, who has designed many famous sculptures around the world. He's from Spain. And did you see a design of that new sculpture?
Right. They sort of see how the expansion is going and what they plan, because we went last night to the Milwaukee Art Museum, and they specialize in works of art of the 20th century, both European and American artists, and they have a traveling exhibition, Rock and Roll Currents in Contemporary Art, which goes on until May 24th.
It was right up Prosper's alley. Prosper, this was the rock and roll art. It wasn't just songs and guitars and things, but it was how artists were influenced by rock and roll.
Oh, wow, that would have been interesting.
At home, Prosper.
Oh, yeah.
Even more so, we attended a lecture by one of the local radio personalities, and he was talking about how rock and roll had influenced him in his radio career, and it was like an open discussion. I wish we would have had more time to talk with this guy, because he was so fascinating. And Prosper, it was made for you, this place.
Hmm.
Like the Miller Brewing Company was made for Chad. And Chad, we got to bring you on the line to talk with our honored guest, Mike, because he might even send you a care package.
To get you through the rest of the week and the rest of the month.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun that we had down there. My goodness.
Have you guys had any custard yet?
Oh yes.
Oh, okay.
The highlight is to eat custard. We want to eat custard, like, every day.
and custard isn't like mom's custard at anything anybody remembers. It's frozen custard. It's wonderful, right?
Well, yeah. They serve it like ice cream. I mean, you got to get the image out of your head, because when I was a kid, we actually made warm custard, which was the yellow sort of...
Like pudding.
Orange starch paste.
Like a pudding.
Well, like a pudding. But actually, the frozen custard is like ice cream, but it's much smoother, much better tasting, delicious, and we really enjoyed it. And the funny thing is, when we went to see Mike Idle over at the Hi-Hat, he said, listen, if we only went over to the Nomad, the other bar that he owned, we'll bring you some custard. So they sent us, a guy out to the local place, which was known for custard, and I don't know if they're a member of the Convention Bureau, so I won't. Cops.
So yes.
Yes, they are members. We had to clear up the name there. And sent us out to get, a pint of vanilla, a pint of chocolate, a pint of flavor of the day. And the funny thing is, when we were at the Nomad waiting for the guy to come in, I mean, we were pretty beat. It was the end of a long day. And we said, listen, Mike, we want to go back, but do you know what happened to the custard that we ordered? And just at that time, almost as if on cue, guy carrying the custard walks in, and Mike just says to us, "See, ask, and ye shall receive."
We did a whole tour just of the custard stands in Milwaukee.
Yeah, but what about the pizza? How's the pizza down in Milwaukee?
Well,
not anywhere near as good as Montreal.
We're saving our appetite for pizza. We're going to save our time for pizza until we get back to Montreal, and we can call 383-6000 Pizza Donini. 31 locations, but just one number to remember. 383-6000, real great pizza, but a whole lot more Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company. Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
You got it, Stephen. Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Go choose some razor blades.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Kinda look like a couple of red lobsters.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
CIQC, Montreal.
Easter time. It's happening right now at Maxi & Company. Truly the place for chocolate. All kinds, all shapes, at incredibly low prices.
A rabbit for Roberta, a chicken for Charlie.
Chocolate from here, there, everywhere, in every size.
Three eggs for Benedict, one bear for Bruno.
Chocolate to fit every taste, every pocket, from just 99 cents.
My chocolate creme de menthe.
At Maxi & Company, the Easter is Here Low Prices in Mind event is in full swing. The perfect time to put all your chocolates in one basket.
And the winner of our fantastic Las Vegas vacation is...
Lucky 7 just got luckier every Wednesday from 7 to 7 at the Casino de Montreal. Just drop by the Casino Wednesdays, fill out the entry form, and on the same day, you could win one of 12 pairs of tickets to the Alain Choquette Show or a fantastic Las Vegas vacation on 7 to 7 Wednesdays from 7 in the morning to 7 at night. March 18th to April 8th. Must be 18 and over to enter. Details at the casino.
Welcome to Las Vegas and good luck!
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
that number again. Tassel, Patsy, Cacus, good morning. Broadcasting today, Weaver and Weaver, the location. Get it? Rugs, Weaver and Weaver. I like it. 3450 Côte Vertu, that's right in front of Place Vertu. A unique event going on today. I'm inviting you by to take a look at all the rugs, but no, you can't buy them now. What do you mean? Well, we are having an auction, an absolutely astounding selection. Persian, Indian, Pakistani, hand-knotted, handmade, beautiful, all-natural wool rugs. These rugs, I have to tell you, there are a selection here that's phenomenal. They're collector's items. They're just so absolutely beautiful, not two the same. But what you've got to do is you've got to come by. We'll move the piles for you. We'll find the exact rug you like, take the numbers down, and we will have our auction later on this afternoon. So this is an opportunity to pick up on rugs that would normally go for thousands of dollars. You might be lucky and get them for just hundreds of dollars. And most carpets start off with no minimum. Come and check it out. Weaver and Weaver, 3450 Côte Vertu, right in front of Place Vertu.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Easter time. It's happening right now at Maxi and Maxi and Company. Truly the place for chocolate. All kinds, all shapes, at incredibly low prices.
A rabbit for Roberta, a chicken for Charlie.
Chocolate from here, there, everywhere, in every size.
Three eggs for Benedict, one bear for Bruno.
Chocolate to fit every taste, every pocket, from just 99 cents.
My chocolate creme de menthe.
At Maxi and Maxi and Company, the Easter is here, low prices in mind event is in full swing. The perfect time to put all your chocolates in one basket.
AM 600, CIQC.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Bone from Music Plus. You are listening to my favorite travel show, Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Travel World. AM 600.
Don't need that.
Nothing but a good time. Welcome back to Travel World. I'm Prosper Bannon, and live online we've got Stephen and Willem directly from Milwaukee.
Yeah, have a great time here, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, and we got a special treat for you. The man joining us, Mike from the Ale House in Milwaukee. Chad, this is a place you'd love to go. The man brews his own beer. He's got beer samplers. We had seven different kinds of regular beer, seven different kinds of Bock beer. The man's making his own root beer soon. Mike, tell us a little bit about your place.
Well, got started as homebrewers. My partner Jim McCabe and I started up about 5 years ago. I got a kit from my brother Jimmy for Christmas, and first batch of beer I brewed. Well, a lot of homebrewers can testify to that. It ends up kind of stinko, but I invited over a couple buddies, and we worked our way through that brew, and I vowed I'd do better.
That reminds us of the tour we took through the Miller Brewing. The Miller Brewing Company, sorry to take away from your fire there, but the guy who gave the tour had somewhat of a sense of humor, and he was talking about how you go along the production lines and they have these inspection machines to see if the bottles are properly filled, and at one point, if the case is not properly filled, it gets pushed off the line, to which he ad-libbed, right into the trunk of my car where I will dispose of the beer this weekend.
Well, there's a certain amount of sampling that goes on in a brew pub. You walk in 8:30 in the morning and there's a fresh batch on. You got to taste test, and that's an important part of the job.
Right, and you've done a lot of taste tests.
Oh yeah.
Chad, we hope you don't mind, but we've volunteered you for this job the next time you're in Milwaukee. Is that all right with you?
I think it's all right with Chad.
Okay, good.
We volunteered his services. I know he'd enjoy it, but great food as well. I mean, it's not just beer, but I mean, you can have a great meal at the Ale House, and entertainment as well.
It's a great old building. It was built in 1895. Most recently, it was the home of the Jack Peck Manufacturing Company that made Hula Hoops and the Ball and Jacks game. We turned it into a brewery. What's that?
I guess Hula Hoops went out of style, did they?
They did. But beer in Milwaukee? Come on, forget about it.
A lifeline demand for that. And you're building, of course, a deck to overlook the Milwaukee River.
Yeah, the double-decker beer garden should be completed here in about a month or so. So we're really looking forward to that. We had one of the first nice days of spring here the other day in Milwaukee, and we got about 200 calls, people asking if our deck was going to be open. So we're really looking forward to that.
You had some phenomenal success, too. I mean, this is your first year in business. You started in September 1997. You barely opened, and your most pessimistic business plan, you said you were going to brew, 900 barrels
right.
And sell this. And how many have you got so far?
Well, as of yesterday, we did 875. So we're well on our way to crushing the plan. And at this pace, we have an opportunity to be the largest brew pub in Wisconsin in our first year open. So that's a testimony to the good people here in Milwaukee coming out and good timing it up, having good beer.
And they are good people. I mean, you can tell just by listening to Mike. Mike is an unassuming guy. You meet him on the street, he's just any guy that you'd meet. And you can ask anybody for directions around here. No one's going to look at you and say, hey, I'm busy, you know, get lost or something like that. Everybody's so down-to-earth and friendly around here. It's what I like about this place. Montrealers, come to Milwaukee. Come here fast, come here lots of times, because this is the place to go for friendly people, and you feel right at home. Festivals, beer, what else can you ask for?
Well, you got the pronunciation down now. You got that Milwaukee. You got that rolling right off your tongue. That's working pretty good.
Yeah, got the Milwaukee.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, you got that accent down there, you know.
Well, that's what we noticed was the unpretentious nature, because even like one of the fanciest restaurants in the city, when we went, I mean, unlike Belgium, where they would
the cook chased me with a meat cleaver after insulting his dessert by calling it Del Monte Fruit Cup. Yes, that was me. Well, I mean, if they're going to sell it for $75 U.S. a dessert, you expect to be a bit more than Del Monte Fruit Cup glorified with custard. But
we went to the Lake Park Bistro on Thursday night. It's on a bluff overlooking Lake Michigan, a renovated park pavilion, specializing in French bistro cooking. Great, great steak, tender. People were very helpful. They were down to earth there as well. You think, oh, French bistro, snooty, and, you know, here's your food, eat it, take it, you know. But, no, great desserts as well. You had one of the, you know, best creme brulee.
The best creme brulee.
Better than Belgium.
Well, better than Belgium. Everything's better than Belgium here. And the steak. The steak that I had there was the best steak I had in at least 6 months. It was delicious. And it's totally unpretentious. You walk into the place. Sure, you pay a little bit for the meal, but it's an upscale place. But you walk into it, and everybody is just so down-to-earth and friendly. That's pretty well what you got to say about Milwaukee today. Down-to-earth, friendly, clean, safe city. Tons of things to do. You just want to stay. You just want to come back again and again. And no, there is no Laverne and Shirley, and there is no happy days here. Although every day is
well,
happy.
Every day
in Milwaukee.
Is a happy day in Milwaukee. I guess you could say that. It is a reasonably priced city. And when you go to the restaurant, the portions are big. You get a full plate to eat, and you don't leave any restaurant in the city, hungry. I mean, we also went for breakfast. It was very interesting taking a tour. Learning about the coffee industry.
Oh, yes, the Altera coffee roasters. We learn an awful lot about how coffee is made, how coffee is roasted, how they choose the qualities and things like that. And they make such incredibly delicious concoctions there, such as the espresso shake.
Yes. there was a mocha-flavored shake, and, I mean, that was powered up for the rest of the morning.
Well, for a chocoholic like Steven, you know, he got his fix in Milwaukee.
So there's so much to learn about the coffee industry, so that was a very interesting eye-opener. Great places for lunch in the city as well. You get great, great sandwiches. We went to a Cafe Vecchio Mondo right downtown, and great roast beef focaccia sandwich.
Oh, did they have? Yeah, focaccia is a fancy bun. It literally
fancy bun, and then it's grilled.
They had a great steak there, steak sandwich. It was delicious. I mean, the food here is good. And, they have a Friday night tradition, of course, the fish fry.
Can't miss it. You're rolling through town, you got to have fish fry. Every corner bar's got one. Every restaurant has got to roll one out. Fish fry is a part of, as much a part of Milwaukee as our good brew.
What type of fish do they fry up?
A lot of cod, but we also do a perch fry down at the ale house, and that's a real popular fry as well throughout town.
Tomorrow as well, we're going to what's apparently an institution in the city, of Sunday brunch at the Pfister Hotel. So
that's
something to look forward to. Something that people, when they come in, they're going to be passing over a Sunday to drop by for the champagne Sunday brunch at the Pfister.
Contrary to my belief, there is no other connotation to that name. So that's going to be there.
Might shot off the connotation.
That's what I mean by unpretentious, because everybody here's got a sense of humor, and they put up with guys like me and Steve.
Oh, yes. If they can put up with us, hey, they'll put up with every one of our listeners.
I agree.
Prosper agrees. Thank you for agreeing so rapidly.
Oh, yes. He agrees.
So it sounds like you guys are having a good time with all that food and the beer and everything else.
Oh, yeah. How can you not have a good time in a place like Milwaukee?
What about Milwaukee? What should somebody expect to see driving through the streets of Milwaukee?
Well, tell us, Mike.
Well, the streets of Milwaukee was originally set up, it's developed a lot since about the turn of the century. It's a lot of good rows of houses. It's built up real strong. It's real nice areas out in the western suburbs. Downtown Milwaukee is going through a huge renaissance right now, with a lot of people coming out on the streets and going to restaurants and walking up and down the newly developed Riverwalk. So there's a lot happening downtown, a lot of festivities. The festival season is kicking in right now, although talking with you guys last night, we understand Montreal takes the cake on festivals. But Milwaukee really kicks in right about now. And, I'll plug beer as long as I can, because
beer drinking time.
That's right.
Beer drinking time.
Right.
That was part of the Miller Brewing Company tour, which is kind of funny. I really like the guy who gave us the tour. He simply said to us, so for those of you who don't care for beer, shame on you. Shame on you all. And then he asked what time it is, of course, and the correct answer is Miller time. Well, we had such a good time when we went down here. What can you expect when you get to Milwaukee? A clean, safe city. Everything right at your feet.
Right, everything is centralized in a downtown core. You know, a lot of U.S. cities, you go there, and, I mean, they roll up the sidewalks at 5 o'clock. Cincinnati, great example of that. But, you know, in Milwaukee, museums, restaurants, hotels, all within easy walking distance and a great lakefront. There are beaches here, Lake Michigan. They preserve the parkland. It's not all developed along the lakefront, and you can just go out, and it's a great walking city in that regard.
Did you guys get a chance to try the pizza down there?
Oh, we tried the pizza down here, but it's not anywhere as good as Pizza Donini in
Montreal. No, Pizza Donini takes the cake. I mean, real great pizza and a whole lot more. 383-6000, give them a call now. Be at your door, piping hot, oven-fresh, Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company. 30 minutes or less by calling 383-6000 Pizza Donini.
Sounds good to me. All right, Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your debt.
CIQC Montreal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Weaver & Weaver are having a post-bankruptcy auction. Fabulous Persian rugs and runners from Iran, India, Pakistan, and China. All wool and silk. Everything but everything must be sold. No minimum bid. Be there this Saturday and again Sunday at 2 p.m., plus Monday night at 7 p.m. And join AM 600 for a live broadcast from the auction this Saturday and Monday. Weaver & Weaver's post-bankruptcy auction. 3450 Côte Vertu across from Place Vertu. Call 745-8998.
It's RRSP season again, and when you invest this year, call Ron Greeley from Executive Financial Services.
Ron Greeley is an independent investment advisor who has access to all investment funds, including well-known names like GT Global and Dynamic. Ron will sit down with you and design a package that works best for you, just like he did for me. And now I'm a homeowner, thanks in part to Ron Greeley's investment advice. Call him today at 731-2438. That's 731-2438. Ron Greeley, Executive Financial Services.
Next station, Netwater.
Glass Alexis Neon.
Chocolates from Laura Secord.
Pharma Pre and IGA, of course.
There's free parking.
Maybe broccoli.
Glass Alexis Neon.
Zellers and Canadian Tire.
Electronic stuff.
We always like to look at shoes like here.
I bought a toy.
Glass Alexis Neon. Shopping in the city.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Easter time. It's happening right now at Maxi and Maxi and Company. Truly the place for chocolate. All kinds, all shapes, at incredibly low prices.
A rabbit for Roberta, a chicken for Charlie.
Chocolate from here, there, everywhere, in every size.
Three eggs for Benedict, one bear for Bruno.
Chocolate to fit every taste, every pocket, from just 99 cents.
My chocolate creme de menthe.
At Maxi and Maxi and Company, the Easter is here, low prices in mind event is in full swing. The perfect time to put all your chocolates in one basket.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC.
Oh, hi, Chad. This is Maria from Salisbury. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have the places great. I know just where to take you. The boys will explain it to you when they get back.
Live on air, we're back, and we've got Willem and Steven down in Milwaukee. How you doing, guys?
Oh, we're just fine. We're having a great time sitting here at the Best Western in town, talking to all our newfound friends here in Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
And Mary Dennis is back on the line from the Milwaukee Convention and Visitors Bureau to let us in on some of just touched us. There's so many festivals going on, and the spring and summertime festival season is just starting. What are some of those festivals?
We've got 13 ethnic festivals down on the lakefront, everything from Asian Moon to German
Festival. Ethnic with money?
What's that?
Ethnic with money?
Yeah.
It's a Montreal joke.
Okay. And an 11-day music festival that is billed as the world's largest music festival, Summerfest, that starts late June and runs into July. And as I said, you know, Mexican Fiesta, African World Festival, Indian Summer at the end of the summer, just wonderful ethnic festivals. And then a lot of them that are on the streets of Milwaukee as well, Greek Festival and Bastille Days. We celebrate every ethnicity.
Well, a lot of ethnic groups in the city. It's sort of a melting pot of different people from different parts of the world.
That's right. It is. And we celebrate and enjoy every.
That's why I say it's like the perfect place for Montreal to go. And I got to point out, the weather here was so beautiful. I mean, what temperature is it in there in Montreal right now, Prosper, on our high-tech thermometer outside the window? Prosper?
Believe it or not, it's plus 14 right now down here.
14 outside the Metro Media Broadcasting Center. Well, warmer than that.
It's about 22 degrees outside here in Milwaukee.
And it had been raining a little bit earlier, but the sky is clearing up, and it'll be a great day this afternoon to get out and do some walking and visiting some more museums. I know we have a couple of other museums on our itinerary. We're going to the Botanical Gardens, the Conservatory, and to the Black Holocaust Museum.
You're going to go to the Black Holocaust Museum, which is one of the world's premier museums for the history of the African-American Black Holocaust and takes you through a lot of, it's not always pleasant, but it is very educational, and it takes you through and walks you through the history of the people. And the man that runs that, James Cameron, is just very well known in the African-American community as a historian. He has shelves and shelves of books on African-American history. I think you'll find it very informative, very moving.
It's sort of a type of museum you would not expect to find in a city like Milwaukee.
Well, I think that the cities in the Midwest are realizing that our ethnicity is made up of old world European as well as the emerging and newer people that have settled here, and that we have to recognize all of the different people that are living here and recognize the history and how important our culture is and understand each other's culture, because that's what makes peace and harmony in the world.
No, certainly. As well, we're going to the Mitchell Park Conservatory, and it's said on our agenda that this is like something like nowhere else in the world. What makes it so different?
You are going to go through a desert, a rainforest, and a seasonal show dome that will have all of the spring flowers, and you'll feel like you're in three different worlds under three different domes, and it smells and brings you to those different climates, and it's just a wonderful experience.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to that. Development downtown, we talked about the millions of dollars being spent on downtown over the next couple of years. If somebody came, let's say, this year, 1998, and then were to come back in 2 or 3 years after, what new things will they find springing up?
They will see the new Miller Park, which is our Brewers Stadium. It's now known as Milwaukee County Stadium. It will be Miller Park. It's going to have a retractable dome so we can play baseball year-round if we want. And it will include a brew pub and a museum, and I think that people will find that to be a spectacular museum and interactive area as well as a ballpark. So it will be open year-round. Hopefully,
just don't make it with a retractable Kevlar roof. We tried it. Doesn't work.
Tried that in Montreal, and it didn't work. What part of the city is that going to be built in?
That is about 10 minutes to the west of downtown, so it's very close, and it's just right next to the old stadium. People know the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium now, the county stadium. It's right next to it.
Right, of course, Brewers are switching this year to the National League.
That's right. That's right, so it's a whole new ball game, as they say.
Right.
Literally.
Yes, yeah. And we hope that we will have a Harley Museum by that time. We have Harley Fest this year. It's the 95th reunion in June. We're expecting 125,000 bikers to come to Milwaukee to celebrate the history of Harley and enjoy some of the things that we have here in Milwaukee, and then have a huge parade downtown on that Saturday to go down to the lakefront and party.
The party down on the lake, because
it's
a beautiful lakefront. I mean, I was surprised by that. I figured there would be just like right up to the lakefront, you know, rail yards or something like that.
Oh, no.
That's true. We thought Milwaukee would be nothing but, you know, small, few smokestacks, maybe a little beach. I mean, we have miles and miles of beach here.
Miles of beaches, and it was the way this city was settled, so that there would be a lot of open space, a lot of green space, and that the beaches would be accessible to the public. And you see very little development. We have a city that overlooks the lake, but it is not such that you can't get right down to the lake, and there's miles and miles of beaches and hundreds of thousands of acres of parkland, so that there's a lot of green space, and it really gives you a nice feel to the city.
Nice place to go rollerblading. And
a lot of people have rollerblading and riding bicycles, walking, jogging. Sort of opens up a city, and that's what gives a city a sort of lived-in feel.
They have to do all that exercise because in between they eat at all the great restaurants, and I understand you've been at a few.
Oh, yes.
Oh, sure.
This is a city with great restaurants, and, you know, do not leave Milwaukee hungry, and nor do you leave Milwaukee thirsty.
That's for sure. Well, if you leave Milwaukee thirsty, Mike's going to take care of that for sure.
Did you enjoy Lake Park Bistro, Bartolotta's?
Oh, yes. That's what we were just saying, that it was, you know, one of those, great food, but unpretentious in every way.
Yes, and that overlooks the lakefront. You probably didn't see it if you were there in the evening, but it has a great view of the lakefront during the day.
It was like Lookout Point. It was beautiful.
Yes, yes.
You did not know that you were in the city. I mean, you could have been out in the suburbs or out far away, but, I mean, you were really at most 10 minutes from downtown.
And I don't know if you got to drive around that neighborhood at all, but, you know, we have some homes designed by Frank Lloyd Wright in that neighborhood as well as on the south side, and not too far from Milwaukee is the home of Frank Lloyd Wright in Spring Green. So we have a lot of his architecture here, and you can see it in a lot of the architecture in Milwaukee.
Well, it's just been a great trip. you know, we've really enjoyed ourselves. We can invite everyone from Montreal. Give the Milwaukee Convention Bureau a call, toll-free, 1-800-554-1448. Check out their website, www.milwaukee.org. And, you know, they'll send you all the information, the visitor's guide, everything you need to help plan your vacation in greater Milwaukee area.
And if you want to learn a bit more about the Ale House, Mike's just signaling me that he has a website as well. That would be www.ale-house.com. Is that correct? Yes. So go visit it. Come to Milwaukee. What a great place to go.
And we want to thank everyone from the Greater Milwaukee Convention and Visitors Bureau, Mary Dennis, Tracy Stockwell, Joe Glazer, everyone who helped put together this great, great weekend. Can't say enough about the city.
We loved having you here. Thank you. We call ourselves the Genuine American City, and we hope the people from Montreal will enjoy it as well.
We got to thank the Best Western in town for hosting us here in a hotel full of beautiful women. They sure know our weakness.
Right, at Midwest Express Airlines is the way to get to Milwaukee from Toronto in less than an hour and a half.
Oh, it's just a place to be. So for a Montrealer who's, you know, partied out in Montreal, you can continue partying in Milwaukee one way or the other. We know that the theme song is just around the corner.
Yeah, just around the corner.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful city, guys.
Oh, wish you could have been here, Prosper and Chad, Prosper Bannon holding down the fort in studio, Chad Kennemy in master control. Next week, we'll have a full house in the studio. Michelle Landry, our intern, coming in from Flint, Michigan, adding her wacky style to ours. Lauren Schwartz from Concordia Journalism, who helped make part of the AM 600 Ice Storm team coverage in January. She's talking about her trip to Eastern Europe and Israel, and some representatives of the New Hampshire Seacoast in town with Manny Witt's contingent. So full house next week in studio on Travel World, 11 to noon, right here on AM 600 CIQC Information Radio that's interactive.
Welcome back from Milwaukee. This is Willem Backus and in studio Prosper Bannon.
And wishing everybody a good weekend, including you guys. And we'll see you next week right here at 11 on Travel World.
Des roses bleues, des roses d'or. Dans le silence de l'hiver. Je veux revoir ce lac étrange. This is a...